Hallo und ganz herzlich willkommen zur 28. Episode des Mrs. Joyce Language School Podcasts. Enjoy Learning English. Mein Name ist Desiree Förster und ich bin Inhaberin der Englischsprachschule Mrs. Joyce Language School in Hersbruck im Nürnberger Land. Diese Podcast-Episode heute ist übrigens wieder abwechselnd zweisprachig in Deutsch und heute sogar überwiegend in Englisch. Heute erzähle ich einiges zum Thema Business English Insights, englischsprachige Jobinterviews Teil 2. Es geht um common job interview questions and some good answers. Dann geht es um deine Englischkenntnisse und Skills. Dann effiziente Jobinterview-Vorbereitung und professionelles English-Job-Interview-Training. Hier im zweiten Teil über englischsprachige Jobinterviews gehe ich noch detaillierter auf häufige Jobinterview-Fragen ein und wie du dich darauf effizient vorbereiten kannst. Ein Vorstellungsgespräch ist bekanntermaßen ja immer mehr oder weniger nervenaufreibend, aber erst recht, wenn es in einer Sprache stattfindet, die du vielleicht nicht so wirklich völlig anwendungssicher beherrschst. Um in einem englischsprachigen Jobinterview und dann auch im neuen Job erfolgreich zu sein, musst du etwas mehr tun, als die englische Sprache nur zu verstehen und sporadisch zu sprechen. Du musst auch die professionellen Business-English-Nuancen gut beherrschen. Hier kommt der Besuch eines Business-English-Sprachkurses ins Spiel. Ein Business-English-Kurs bietet dir einen strukturierten Weg zum Erlernen der relevanten Fachvokabeln und branchenüblichen Redewendungen zunächst mal. Und ein Business English Trainer kann dich während deiner Vorbereitungszeit motivieren und dir die benötigte Anleitung geben und vor allem echte Konversationsübungen bieten. Auf diese Weise fühlst du dich sicherer, wenn du auf Englisch kommunizieren musst, vor allem bei einem wichtigen Bewerbungsgespräch. Die beste Möglichkeit, sich auf ein Vorstellungsgespräch auf Englisch vorzubereiten, besteht darin, das Beantworten von möglichen Interviewfragen ausgiebig vorweg zu üben. Indem du verschiedene Jobinterview-Szenarien durchspielst, bereitest du dich nicht nur auf das englische Vorstellungsgespräch vor, sondern du erhältst auch Feedback und du kannst dein Selbstvertrauen aufbauen in Bezug auf deine Englischkenntnisse. Das professionelle Training in einer sicheren Umgebung ermöglicht es dir dann, ja, gerne wirklich Fehler zu machen und dann aus ihnen zu lernen und deine Reaktionen zu perfektionieren auf Jobinterviewfragen. Auf diese Weise kannst du sicherstellen, dass nicht nur deine Körpersprache und dein Tonfall und deine Darbietung auf den Punkt kommen, sondern auch deine anwendungssicheren Englischkenntnisse. Als Bonus zeigt dein Abschluss eines Business English Trainingskurses, insbesondere eines Kurses, der dir eine Zertifizierung bietet, deinem potenziellen neuen Arbeitgeber, dass du bereit bist, in dich selbst zu investieren und deine anwendungssicheren Englisch-Sprachfähigkeiten zu verbessern. Wenn du eine persönlichere und individuell angepasste Trainingserfahrung möchtest, ist es empfehlenswert, Einzelcoaching zu buchen. Ob Online oder persönlich, das ist egal, der Besuch eines Business English Kurses vermittelt dir eine umfassende Auffrischung auch, ne, deiner Grundlagenkenntnisse der englischen Sprache und ermöglichen es dir, die richtige Aussprache zu üben und die Verwendung branchenüblicher Fachwörter und Phrasen zu trainieren. Absolute Bonuspunkte gibt es, wenn du mit einem englischen Muttersprachler üben kannst. So wirst du auf kleine, aber wichtige Nuancen hingewiesen, die deine Antworten perfekt machen. Ganz unabhängig davon, für welchen Weg du dich entscheidest, denke daran, vor allem in deiner Vorbereitungszeit auf dein Jobinterview die englische Sprache in deinen Alltag einzubinden und versuchen, ebenfalls das laute Sprechen regelmäßig zu üben, wenn das irgendwie geht. Übrigens kann es selbst für englische Muttersprachler mitunter ziemlich schwierig sein, zu lernen, wie man effektiv in Business English kommuniziert und ein Jobinterview gut hinbekommt. Also, das ist nicht nur wegen der Fremdsprache. So, and now let's switch to English. How could you best answer the job interview question? Why are you interested in this role? The real reason, of course, is because you feel very passionate about having enough money to live on, but we all know that isn't an answer that wins jobs or wins over the HR person. By asking this question, companies want to test whether you understand the role and truly believe you will enjoy it. A good answer will express genuine enthusiasm for this job in particular. If you are looking for ways to start, just try to start with, for example, this opportunity is perfect for me because, or you could say, something I noticed in the job advertisement really caught my eye. Something like that. Okay. You might also hear, tell us about your educational experience. Interviewers often ask this question to determine if you have the specific experience and education needed to perform the job duties for which you are applying. For example, if you are applying for a copywriting position, the hiring manager likely wants to hear that you have a bachelor's degree in English and writing or journalism or a related field. Yeah, maybe. So while you don't need to go into every bit of education and experience you have ever received, be sure to include all the relevant information that supports your ability to excel in the position. You could include some examples of your education and experience in your answer. Maybe you could include your degrees or any diplomas you have received, such as those from a polytechnic college. Or you could include any certifications you have obtained that support your ability to succeed in the position. The next possible interview question could be, what skills do you have that will make you great at this job? And now back to German. Und damit kannst du wirklich ganz umfassend ausholen. Also nochmal, what skills do you have that will make you great at this job? Ja, in einer internationalen Arbeitsumgebung sind einige deiner Soft Skills ganz besonders wichtig. Beispielsweise solltest du absolut erwähnen, welche englischsprachigen Skills du hast. Ich meine, du bist ja dann zweisprachig, vielleicht sogar dreisprachig. Das solltest du wirklich auf jeden Fall betonen. Also, erstens mal deine Mehrsprachigkeitsskills. In der globalisierten Arbeitswelt ist es oft notwendig, mindestens zwei Sprachen zu sprechen. Mit deinen anwendungssicheren Englischkenntnissen steht deiner internationalen Karriere quasi nichts im Wege. Dann solltest du erwähnen deine englischsprachige Teamfähigkeit. Im globalen Geschäft ist es ja auch wichtig, effektiv mit einem internationalen Team arbeiten zu können. Und mit deinen versierten Englischkenntnissen kannst du gut mit dem Team kommunizieren. Dann obendrauf deine englischsprachige Konfliktfähigkeit und deine Lösungsfähigkeiten. Ja, Konflikte können in einer internationalen Umgebung natürlich schon mal zum Beispiel durch sprachliche oder kulturelle Missverständnisse ziemlich schnell entstehen. Es ist wichtig dann, dass du in der Lage bist, diese sprachlichen Konflikte auf Englisch gut lösen zu können und du dabei mit verschiedenen Meinungen und Ansichten umgehen kannst. Also dann sprachlich umgehen kannst. Dann kommt hinzu deine englischsprachige Flexibilität. In einer internationalen Arbeitsumgebung musst du sehr oft flexibel sein, ziemlich flexibel sein und dich schnell an eine neue Situation anpassen können. Englisch wird ja sehr unterschiedlich gesprochen. Du musst also Akzente und Dialekte beachten und verschiedene Ausdrucksweisen und sogar, wenn es ins Technical English geht, vielleicht sogar verschiedene Maßeinheiten oder Zeitangaben kennen, sowieso beim globalen Geschäft. Dann kommt natürlich auch deine interkulturelle Kompetenz. Das ist deine Fähigkeit, mit Menschen aus verschiedenen Kulturen angemessen zu interagieren und ist von ganz entscheidender Bedeutung. Es ist wichtig, dass du die verschiedenen kulturellen Unterschiede, die deine Jobumgebung umfasst, ja auch verstehst, ganz klar, und du in der Lage bist, in einer internationalen Umgebung auch zu arbeiten. Okay, and now back to English again. So, as with many of these questions, your interviewer might phrase this in several different ways. Yeah, the interviewer might ask, "Why do you think we should hire you?" Or, "What makes you the best person for this job?" Or, "What can you offer us?" Or, "What can you bring to the table?" Or, "What makes you a good fit for our company?" Essentially, the question is asking you to sell yourself as an ideal candidate. When planning your answer, make sure you list the skills that are listed in the job description. Yeah? Make sure you back up any claim about your skills with some examples to justify it. Use specific numbers and metrics wherever possible so the interviewer understands exactly what you are capable of. So, how can you answer this following question then? Why do you want to leave your current job? That's a quite tricky question to answer, actually. Try to keep your answer positive and focus on what you are excited to do in your new job rather than listing negatives about your current one or your former one. If you are changing jobs because you clashed with your current or former boss, now is not the time to mention it. Some good reasons for leaving your current job might include, I feel I have outgrown my job and I am ready for a new challenge. Or you could say, I want to relocate and experience life in a different city. Or a colleague sent me this job and it seemed like a perfect fit for me. Or my current role doesn't use all of my skills, and this job seems like it will be more fulfilling for me. Or I realize that my personal values and interests are possibly better aligned with this job. Or this role would allow me to pursue my passions in a more meaningful way. Yeah, so think about that. If you were asked to leave your last job and you have a gap in your CV, you should be as honest about it as possible without showing yourself in a bad light. Some ideas here. You could say maybe, unfortunately, my last company got into financial trouble, or my company was restructured and I was laid off along with many people on my team. Or maybe you could say my company changed significantly during my time there, and unfortunately, my position was eliminated, something like that. The next somewhat tricky interview question could be, what do you know about our company? By asking this question, the interviewer wants to understand how interested you are in working for the company and testing the level of information you've collected before applying. The answers don't have to be limited to repeating what's written on their website, but they should demonstrate something more. For example, find out who the main competitors are, or what their marketing strategies are, or something regarding their corporate culture. Some useful phrases could be, your company has proven to be, or the company is famous for, whatever. Right, another popular possible question could be, why should we hire you? You know that from Suits. Why should we hire you? In order to choose the right candidate, your potential employer will want to understand why you are the right person to hire, and therefore they could ask you, why should we give you the job? Or why should we hire you? Employers often ask one of these questions to determine whether a candidate fully understands the requirements of the position, and so the employer can estimate the candidate's ability to meet those requirements. A great way to prepare for these questions is to study the job listing and the requirements for the position based on the employer's job posting language. List which of your abilities correspond with these requirements and use them in your answer. Of all possible job interview questions, this is probably the most important one to concentrate on. To get the job, you must be able to give a valid answer to convince the interviewer that you are the right choice for them. The interviewer might also ask, why do you want to work here? With this question, the employer wants to check that you didn't just apply to every vacancy with your target job title. They want to know what stood out to you about this company in particular. This question, therefore, requires a little bit of research. Some things that could be useful to consider could include the size of the company, as large companies set trends in the industry, while small companies might give you more responsibility early on. Or the company's values and aims, which are usually found in its mission statement. And then anything the company has been in the news for lately. And naturally, the company's reputation in the industry and how good the company's products or services are, and the company's growth in recent years. The next possible interview question could be, why are you interested in this position? Many interviewers ask applicants why they are interested in the position or the company. When answering this question, it's important to focus on how your abilities and your experience can benefit the company and the position. You can also discuss that you want to grow with the company, as many employers want to hire employees who plan to stay with the business for at least 5 years. So you will also be asked questions about your work experience and your professional background. For example, what work experience do you have? Or tell me about your professional background. After learning general information about you, potential employers typically ask questions to determine your education and work experience, such as, can you describe your relevant work experience? Or what was the most valuable thing you learned from your previous job? Or what training do you have that qualifies you for this position? Or what skills have you learned that prepared you for this role? What part of your education do you value the most? Do you have any management experience, or have you ever served in a leadership role? Describe your main responsibilities in your previous job. What hours did you work in your previous role or in your current job? Do you have experience using specific software programs? Are you willing to travel for this position? Are you willing to relocate for this position? Yeah, lots of questions. And after that, you can expect some more in-depth job interview questions. Once a potential employer learns more about your qualifications, they will ask more specific and complex questions about your current and former positions and your skills, such as what are your salary expectations? So you really need to do some salary research beforehand. Even if you are not ready to have the money conversation, you might still get asked about your salary expectations. To keep yourself from getting caught off guard and giving or agreeing to a way too low number, do a bit of salary research to figure out how you would answer that question. Some sentences that can support your answer are, I will need information about the job responsibilities before we can discuss the salary. Or, I'm sure that your company offers a fair, competitive salary for someone with my experience. Or, my salary expectations are in line with my qualifications and education. That's a good one. Usually, questions related to your salary will be part of the conversation, like how much do you expect to earn? And they definitely represent a point on which you need to have more information. Anyway, this is a complicated question to answer in any language or culture. Give a figure that is too high, and you might risk losing the job to someone whose labor is cheaper. However, you don't want to earn less than you are worth. If you can, avoid being the one to set the baseline with phrases such as, may I ask what salary range you are considering for this position? Or, can I ask what your budget is for this role? I would prefer to understand the full benefits package you offer staff before considering an appropriate figure for the salary. Would that be possible? Or, I would be glad to talk about this later in the hiring process. Or, I would prefer to learn more about the role and its responsibilities before discussing compensation. However, your interviewer might push you to give a number. They usually do. So, come prepared with a figure. Make sure you have researched a good salary for this role within this sector and in this location using tools such as Glassdoor or others. It is better to give a range of salaries rather than an exact figure, but beware that most interviewers will likely opt for the lower end of the numbers you suggest. So, now let's talk about the request. Explain your strengths and how you could reply. Sticking with the theme, why should we hire you? You have to reply explaining what your professional strengths are and how your skills can represent real added value for the hiring company. You could use following points as a structure for your answer, like, in what areas do you want to grow or learn more? Or what might make you successful in this job? Or do you feel collaboration is important in the workplace? Or how have you turned a weakness into a strength? Describe your greatest accomplishment at your previous job. And what do you feel you can offer to the hiring company if you get hired? You know, something like we had before. So those are some questions. You could use these questions to build your answers on, remembering always to contextualize them, such as maybe, but you really have to watch out here with buzzwords and such. Something maybe like, I've always been a team player, but you really have to go more into detail about that. Or I believe my strongest trait is my attention to details. Or I pay close attention to my customers' needs. I'm an excellent communicator. I'm a troubleshooter. I'm good at problem solving. I'm good at multitasking. I'm self-motivated, or I have very good time management skills. But, you know, really talk that through with a business English coach, and it really has to be, it has to fit with the company and everything. So, what are your strengths? This question is always an opportunity to make a good impression. There are two key components to answering it effectively. Back up every adjective you use to describe yourself with a clear example from your career. Make sure that all of the strengths you list are relevant to the job you are applying for. Employers ask this question to help understand your abilities and qualifications specific to the position. To properly answer this question, research the position and determine the necessary qualities to perform well in the role. Then tailor your answer to focus on strengths related to the job and show you are capable of adding value to the position and the company as a whole. It's pretty much the same with the request, describe your weaknesses. It can seem counterproductive to describe your weaknesses in an interview, but it's actually not. Knowing your own limits and being able to describe them in an interview will make you seem honest and trustworthy in the eyes of the interviewer. You could say something like, I always try to solve my own problems instead of asking a colleague who might know the answer. Maybe that won't come across too good. Or I become nervous when, whatever. Or sometimes I have trouble delegating duties to others. Well, think about that. And it really depends on the job position you are interviewing for. But what are your weaknesses? Everyone has weaknesses. Your interviewer wants to know if you are aware of yours and you are willing to work on them. A good strategy for answering this question is to pick something you used to be bad at and to show how you have recently taken steps to improve yourself. So the next challenge could be your reply to the following interviewer's request. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Terrible question. So, an employer is usually looking for someone who is ambitious and knows how to find solutions to any problems that may arise. You could therefore be asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Or what are your career goals? Or what would you do in your first 3 or 4 months here? Or what would your first 30 days in this job look like? The answers will be personal, but you can find inspiration as a start, such as, I'm aiming to improve my skills, or I want to boost my career. I believe your company is an important player in its industry. I feel my skills set is a perfect fit for your team and I can contribute by whatever. So, where do you see yourself professionally in 5 years? Nobody knows where their professional career path will take them. However, your interviewer is not going to call you in 5 years' time and ask if you stuck to the plan. So don't worry too much about being too accurate. A good answer will list some definite and less definite goals and paint a bright future for yourself within your industry. It will show that you are, ambitious or looking to stay in your industry long term, and you are applying for this job because it will help you live a life you aspire to. Right. Okay, some more hypothetical interview questions might be, what would you do if you had a different opinion from your boss about how to do something? Or how would you deal with a large volume of work with several staff members off work? Or what would you do if you had to introduce a new policy that you knew was going to be unpopular in your team? Yeah, hypothetical interview questions are similar to competency questions, except that instead of asking you to talk about an experience you have had in the past, they present you with an imaginary situation that you might face in your new job. This might seem difficult to prepare for, but remember that your answers are meant to demonstrate the skills needed for the job. When preparing for the interview, consider the qualities that the interviewer might be looking for. Qualities like conflict management and time management or people skills. Then think about how you can demonstrate those qualities in a range of situations. Start with situations that you have experienced. And move on to other possible situations that you might encounter in the role you are applying for. But please avoid going off topic or changing the subject and not answering the original question. So, whatever type of questions they ask, interviewers want to find the right person. Obviously, and they are keen to give you the opportunity to demonstrate what you can do. With some preparation, you can show them that you are the perfect fit for the job. There are also some common behavioral questions, some behavioral interview questions that you might hear. Questions about your past behavior at work are becoming increasingly common in job interviews. With these questions, your interviewer wants to check that you know how to behave professionally and in line with their company culture. Coming up with relevant examples in the middle of an interview can be quite challenging, especially if you do not have much career experience to draw upon yet. Once again, the secret is preparation. So, try to prepare a short paragraph about your biggest career success so far, your biggest career failure so far, a time when you made life easier for your team, a time when you made a positive impact, a time when you made a mistake but resolved it, a time when you kept a cool head under pressure, a time when you disagreed with your boss or a teammate. Coming towards the end of your job interview, you might get the question, is there anything else you would like to discuss? At a certain point, the interviewer might ask you if you have any questions or if you need any more information. Yeah, maybe like, do you have any questions for us? No matter what happened during the interview, this will almost certainly be the final question. Do not simply say no, because you might give the impression of being superficial and uninterested. On the contrary, it is vital to always prepare some questions ahead of time. For example, how soon do you expect to make a decision? Or do you have a training and development program? It shows your interviewer that you have seriously thought about what life would be like as a new employee. It also prevents ending the interview with a long, awkward pause. Specific questions for the end of the job interview will likely come up during your research on the company. You may also have some questions during the interview itself, but if not, you know, maybe you could try, what is the working culture like at your company? Or where do you think this company will be in 5 years? What are the opportunities for growth within this role? How will my success in this role be measured? When can I expect to hear back from you? Like I said before, or do you have any concerns or final questions for me? Yeah, so you should plan some questions that are very specific to the job and company, and prepare more than you think you will need. You don't want to ask questions that have already been answered, obviously, or be left without any backup options if the interviewer already touched on your first two questions during your conversation. So, what else do you need to prepare? Plan for what you will do if you are caught off guard. You can't prepare for everything, but you can prepare to handle the unexpected, like an interview question you don't know how to answer. For example, you can come up with a go-to phrase that will help you avoid dead air if you need time to stall and gather your thoughts. Two strategies that work well are repeating the question thoughtfully before answering, or saying, now that is a good question, that is a great question, I think I would have to say. Yeah, then you can go on. You also need to prepare for technical interviews or skill tests. So if you are getting ready for a technical interview, or you have been told there will be a skill test during your interview, always start preparing and practicing as early as possible. Working through a prep book or sample questions will not only give you a good practice, but it will also put you in the right problem-solving mindset. And then also get ready to present yourself well and figure out all of the interview logistics. Once you've prepped for the content of your interview, it's time to make sure you walk in looking put together and feeling confident and that you have everything you need with you. With English-speaking countries, you should also prepare a reference list. Prepare a reference list whether you think you will be asked for it or not. For each reference, always include a name and title and the organization and the division or department, the telephone number and email address, as well as a sentence briefly explaining your professional relationship with that person. If you have an in-person interview, a hard copy is a good idea. And for any later round interview, being prepared to send off the file as soon as you're asked for it shows how you prepare ahead of time. Maybe you also need to test any needed tech. If you are doing your interview over the computer or the phone, make sure ahead of time that all the needed hardware and software and network connections and audio and video settings are working smoothly. If you can use headphones with a microphone, please do so and make sure they are connected properly and charged before the interview begins. Okay. And then prepare your environment if needed. So, if you are doing a remote interview, you are responsible for your environment. So, make sure that you are in a quiet place without any distractions and that anything you will need to reference during the interview is laid out in front of you, along with a notepad and a working pen and beverage. For video interviews, you will also need to pay attention to what's going on behind you. So choose a plain or non-distracting background to sit in front of and make sure your shot is free of clutter and well lit ahead of time. Then, what you can do is prepare an interview cheat sheet. You can use an interview cheat sheet to compile all the details you need to remember. So you can write down some notes about what you want to say and ask and check off all the essentials of what to bring to the interview. And yeah, so just print out one for every interview, read it over, the morning of, and you'll be good to go. So, what is the secret to acing an English speaking interview? Preparation. With the right preparation, you can turn a challenging job interview into your opportunity to shine. Follow essential tips in business magazines and business online platforms to help you confidently articulate your skills and showcase your expertise and make a lasting impression on your potential employers. A lasting positive impression on your potential employers. By taking the time to ready yourself for an interview, you will speak with confidence and advance your career goals. Good luck! And now back to German. So, nehme dich selbst auf bei einem simulierten Vorstellungsgespräch auf Englisch. Das ist mal eine gute Übung. Und ja, hast du denn schon einmal darüber nachgedacht, dein eigener Kritiker zu sein? Ja, dich selbst dabei aufzunehmen, wie du während eines simulierten Vorstellungsgesprächs Englisch sprichst, ist eine fantastische Möglichkeit, genau das zu tun. Indem du dich selbst beobachtest und dir selbst zuhörst, kannst du dir die Bereiche notieren, in denen du gezögert oder Schwierigkeiten hattest und dich dann darauf konzentrieren, diese spezifischen Punkte zu verbessern. Außerdem ist es ein sicherer Ort, um Fehler zu machen, ganz viele Fehler, und daraus zu lernen und zu wachsen. Suche dir also ein ruhiges Plätzchen, richte deine Kamera bzw. Smartphone ein und tauche in die Interviewfragen ein. Wenn du fertig bist, spiele es ab und beobachte und analysiere das Ganze und mache dir Notizen. Berücksichtige hierbei die Klarheit bzw. Deutlichkeit deiner Aussprache und Schnelligkeit, damit beim Gespräch keine Missverständnisse oder Verwirrung aufkommen können. Nimm dir vor allem Zeit, um die Fragen im Vorstellungsgespräch zu beantworten, also nicht hudeln. Sobald du im Vorstellungsgespräch bist, vor allem wenn es dein erstes englischsprachiges Jobinterview ist, hast du ja höchstwahrscheinlich Angst, die Fragen tatsächlich gut auf Englisch beantworten zu können. Wenn du nicht sofort eine gute Antwort auf eine Frage hast, halte am besten kurz inne und nehme dir die Zeit, darüber nachzudenken. Wenn du ein paar Sekunden mehr brauchst, könntest du auch etwas sagen, zum Beispiel: "That's a good question. Can I have a moment to think about it, please? Can we circle back to that one, please? I could do with a moment to think about it." Oder: "That's a very interesting question. What exactly do you mean by that?" Ja, wenn du auf der Suche nach professionellerem Vokabular bist, um etwas greifbar zu haben, um eine lange Stille zu überbrücken, schaue dir am besten einige der nützlichen Business English Begriffe und Phrasen vorher nochmal an. Deine gründliche Vorbereitung auf ein Jobinterview auf Englisch trägt definitiv zu einer Menge Hausaufgaben bei. Andererseits, wenn ein englischsprachiges Vorstellungsgespräch das einzige ist, was zwischen dir und einem tollen Job steht, ist es höchstwahrscheinlich einiges an Vorbereitung wert, natürlich. Wenn du einen gründlichen Ansatz verfolgst, wird die Personalleitung dein Engagement für deine Karriere auf jeden Fall bemerken. Die Interviewer wissen, dass du nervös bist. Also versuche dir keine allzu großen Sorgen zu machen, wenn einige deiner Antworten nicht so ganz perfekt sind. Es ist auf jeden Fall immer ratsam, rechtzeitig vor dem Vorstellungsgespräch deine Englischkenntnisse aufzufrischen. Ja, also ich hoffe, meine Tipps helfen dir bei deinem englischsprachigen Jobinterview. Viel Erfolg! So, das war es jetzt mit der heutigen Podcast-Episode zum Thema Business English Insights, Jobinterviews Teil 2. Wie in allen meinen bisherigen Podcast-Episoden ist das alles, was ich hier so erkläre, eine Übersicht. In der nächsten Podcast-Episode geht es um das Thema Getting Ready for Your New Job. Falls du Fragen hast zum Thema englischsprachige Jobinterviews oder wenn du Näheres über Business English Coaching und meinen Trainingskursen wissen möchtest, kannst du mich über meine Webseite mrsjoyce.de kontaktieren. Für zusätzliche Details und Erklärungen und Empfehlungen und vor allem auch individuell angepasste Business English Basic Skills und Key Skills und auch die richtige Anwendung deines jeweiligen benötigten Fachvokabulars mit individuell angepassten Lerntipps natürlich und Lernstrategien, ist der Besuch eines persönlichen Trainingskurses bzw. Auffrischungskurses, ja, oder Firmenseminars, wie gesagt, in jedem Fall empfehlenswert. Ich unterrichte professionelles und vielseitiges Business English und Technical English für viele Fachbereiche und trainiere das Auffrischen deiner vorhandener Englischkenntnisse. Ich gebe fachspezifische Englisch-Skills-Trainings und Business-English-Schulungen für Mitarbeiter in Unternehmen und ich biete intensive Einzelcoachings an. Du kannst bei mir einen Business English Sprachkurs buchen, beziehungsweise Business English Coaching oder Fachenglisch Coaching für vielerlei unterschiedliche Fachbereiche. Jo, ich danke dir ganz herzlich fürs Zuhören heute. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Tune in again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye. Cheers.